This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Senator, I want to turn for a second to this debate heating up over privacy versus security. Do you think Apple should be ordered to create technology that can unblock this iPhone belonging to one of the San Bernardino terrorists?
Well, in fact, Apple has been ordered to do so by a magistrate judge. This particular iPhone 6 was owned by the county, and the county has supported this legal action. Absolutely, this should be able to be done. Last year, I wrote a letter to Tim Cook. After in judiciary, we had the Attorney General before us, and he made a very strong and cohesive statement as to why this should happen. And now we've had this terrorist act in my state where 14 people were killed, and there is a phone encrypted that could yield additional information. And I believe that as a government, we have every responsibility and duty to see that Apple provides that information. And here we have the first court order of a phone owned by the county in which a terrorist act has taken place.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe very strongly that that Apple should voluntarily agree to it. In the event that doesn't happen, Senator Burr, the chairman of our Intelligence Committee, myself as vice chairman, we are prepared to put forward a law which essentially would require that. I think the public safety, the national security of this country makes eloquent testimony as why this should happen.
Well, guys, I'll tell you, this has been a controversy that has lit up and maybe quieted down the Scalia conversation just a little bit, because we're seeing this and we go, uh-oh, are we back to this again?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a slippery slope. You can definitely understand the point of view that the FBI is coming from on this, but at the same time, you know, anytime you're dealing with government on these things and you open a back door like that, you wonder, well, is this really the best thing to be doing, you know?
At this point, do we wonder that anymore, though? I mean,
well, right,
proven
right.
That they use these things all the time. I mean, there's still reports coming out about Windows 10 to where, you know, Windows is logging everything, all your keystrokes and things like that. The government with the NSA has shown that they're not afraid to spy on their own people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where does it end?
Yeah, what did you make of Tim Cook saying that they didn't have the technology? Was he just kind of straight arming the court order?
Well, you know, I don't know so much that he was doing that, and just that I think he was trying to be pretty honest with the whole thing. And I think that, you know, reading back his statement, I just think he was really eloquent in what he said. And I think, you know, he brings up a good point that this is something that, you know, we all should be talking about before we just decide that this is the route we want to take, you know.
Yeah, like we talked about before, it was the turn of the century. We're talking the 20th century when the government said, hey, look, we need some money. And somebody came up with a brilliant idea and said, let's go after the rich people, you know, the top 1%.
Right.
And all the folks said, oh, yeah, you know, everybody in the village, yeah, let's go and get them. And then a couple of years later, then it's the rich people getting away with it, and the rest
everyone
of the
else
folks.
Is being attacked.
Yeah, now they're, and here it is. The story continues today. I mean, you know, so, yeah, it's no wonder, you know. Of course, that's the deal. You know, when the big hand of government stretches out, everybody winces, and, you know, you go, okay. I mean, on the surface, seems very practical, you know, to have this information. You want to have it, but wow, you know, at what expense, you know, for the rest of us that are going to have to pay the price? Because then, as you say, this opens up a backdoor portal, and, you know, how do we stop this thing?
Yeah, it's definitely something we all need to be talking about here before
well, we'll keep the conversation going, ladies and gentlemen. Let us know your thought at #BMartinezLive.com. Get involved. This is Bill Martinez. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. The one and only Phyllis Schlafly, next.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 Eastern, on these 270-plus markets across the country and now around the world via shortwave. Phyllis Schlafly is with us, national leader of the conservative movement since the publication of her best-selling 1964 book that you've heard me brag about so often. I love this lady, and I love what she has to say and share with us. The wisdom of the ages resides in her, and she is one when she speaks. You definitely need to stop and listen and even take notes. Her book that I'm talking about, of course, is A Choice, Not an Echo. Phyllis, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Always good to talk to you.
Well, Phyllis, you know, Jeff Sessions, Senator Sessions, said something on the eve of the Iowa caucus that probably got lost in the coin tosses of Hillary and the close battle with Ted Cruz winning Iowa. And that is that he said that even though he has not endorsed a candidate, he did give a round of interviews declaring 2016 as the last chance for the American people to take back control of their government. Atia, that is a billboard in and of itself that people need to be aware of.
Yes, and I agree with him. I have been saying it's the most important election of our time, but now the death of Scalia really makes it doubly important. And it's just so important that everybody who cares about the future of our country make sure who you're voting for and go out and vote for the right guy.
Well, Phyllis, you were reading my mind because I exactly agree with you that with Justice Scalia, with his passing and the vacancy that it leaves on the court, it is a huge one, and the shoes are so big. I don't know how they get filled, and regardless of this president, and I don't blame him. I mean, look, for everybody that believes in his orientation and his philosophy, they definitely would want another justice with his mindset and his sympathetic viewpoint on the court. But, you know, Mitch McConnell let everybody know right away, put him on notice that this isn't going to happen.
Well, we're not going to have Scalia again, that's for sure. But we do need to fill that vacancy very carefully and not do it with one that he chooses.
Exactly.
We don't want to confirm any Obama judges. We've already confirmed 300 Obama judges in the federal courts, and that's enough. He's set out to fundamentally transform the United States, and he's done a pretty good job of doing that, and we don't like the way he's transformed it.
Exactly. Well, now we understand what he meant by transform. A lot of people have had buyer's remorse, not once, but twice. And it is amazing to me that even still a large number of Americans would want him for a third term, Phyllis. And that just absolutely shocks me with the clear evidence. I mean, he doesn't have to be vetted anymore. I mean, you know him by the policies he's enacted and what he has done to the middle class, how he's decimated his own people, you know, the black America, that says, hey, look, we're going to vote for him, well, yeah, because of the color of his skin.
Well, the blacks have been very badly hurt because they're the ones who need entry-level jobs, and that's what they're not getting with the enormous immigration. I certainly do thank Trump for making immigration a top-drawer issue.
Exactly.
That's what we need because it's changing the character of our country. These people coming in have no idea of the value of limited government, and they think the government should take care of them.
Exactly.
And most of them are going right on welfare as soon as they get in here, mm-hmm. and they're very taking us by, it's an invasion.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And Phyllis, I want to go back just a moment here, because with you being an attorney, and you would definitely appreciate the nuance and the significance. I say nuance only because, like anybody who's a maestro in their field, there are certain nuances that only somebody who is familiar with the music as well as you are can appreciate. You know the gift that one Antonin Scalia gave to our country.
Well, he was tremendously gifted with words, and he explained what was going on all the time. And I think his dissent in the gay rights, gay marriage case is just an enormous classic. And we just, he's a terrible loss to our country. And, you know, the conspiracy theorists are trying to claim that there's really something suspicious about his death. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't have any Secret Service with him. And I don't know. It's very strange.
It is strange. And I don't know how you not do an autopsy. I mean, how do you get around that? I mean, look, he is not, he's a public figure. I'm sorry. I mean, I understand. I grieve for his family. I pray for his family. I'm sorry for their loss. But this is America's loss. He is a public servant. This cannot happen. I mean, we went through this with John F. Kennedy. Why are we doing this again?
Well, because people seem to be running our country that we're not part of. And I think that's what the election's all about. The grassroots want a change. They don't like what's going on. They don't like the way the kingmakers have been picking the candidates for us, and it's just a bunch of losers. The fights in the Republican Party, and I just urge people to realize we're a two-party system and get in there and get yourself elected a delegate to the Republican Convention in Cleveland.
Exactly. Well, and your book in 1964, the first printing of It's a Choice, Not an Echo, which you just reprinted again this past year and updated.
Yes, but let me point out that it's not just a reprint. It's bringing it up to date.
Yes.
It's the history of what goes on behind the scenes at all the Republican conventions, and there have been a lot of Republican conventions since 1964.
Well, and the call, as it was then, remains today for conservatism. Conservatism has worked, and at the times, the Republican, I mean, let's go back with Ronald Reagan. The Republican Party did not want to be that conservative. They resisted Ronald Reagan, you know, to their own detriment. But finally, you know, the truth could rise above it. Conservatives got behind him, and look what we look back to consistently. We look back to the Ronald Reagan years, and, you know, what do we have to look forward to? And now we have these, instead of having a continuous handoff of conservative values developing and solidifying themselves, it's like it was for a season in time, and then we've abandoned it and we've become moderate, and along the way we've lost the Republican Party, I feel.
Well, yes, we have, but it's controlled by a bunch of the people I call the kingmakers. Mm-hmm. Generally they're called the establishment these days, but they're the big donors who want to bring in low-wage people to make their businesses more profitable, and that's not what we want. Our country was built in a rising middle class, and it's important that we go back to that because we think everybody should be part of the American dream.
Well, our visit with Phyllis Schlafly, America's conservative first lady, if I might say, will continue right after this. Stay with us, America.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to the best of Bill Martinez live.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
We're back. back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with the one and only Phyllis Schlafly continues, the voice of the National Conservative Movement. She's also been the leader of the pro-family movement since 1972 when she started her national volunteer organization, now called Eagle Forum. In a 10-year battle, Phyllis led the pro-family movement to victory over the principal legislative goal of the radical feminists called the Equal Rights Amendment. Phyllis, tell everybody about EagleForum.org, where they can go for more information and be a part of this grassroots movement that is so essential to the future of our country.
Well, EagleForum.org is a wonderful website, and you can keep up to date with my current writings and my daily commentaries and so forth. And that's very important because we have so many important issues facing us today. And I urge everybody to understand that Eagle Forum is an organization of real people. We're not just a mailing list. We're real people who understand politics. And I encourage people to be active in politics because that's where the action is. And that's where the decision is going to be made as to whether we remain a free country or not.
Exactly.
Our founding fathers gave us the most wonderful constitution. And the only trouble is people don't want to obey it. We know that Obama just thought he could do anything by executive action, and that's not true. And unfortunately, the Republican Senate has let him get by with it. Now, we have a situation now where they're demanding that Obama get to fill that vacancy on the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And filling a vacancy is a two-pronged thing. You've got the president nominates, but then the Senate has to vote. And I can tell you, Eagle Forum is not going to support anybody who votes for an Obama nominee.
Mm-hmm.
He's already put 300 people on the federal courts espousing his views, and we don't want any more. And if that vacancy on the Supreme Court is just a tremendous opportunity for the Republicans to stand firm and make sure they don't let him perpetuate what he's doing by controlling the Supreme Court.
And people need to understand, Phyllis, that if the shoe was on the other foot, the Democrats would be jumping up and down. And in fact, it wasn't that long ago that Chuck Schumer decried that George W. Bush, with 18 months remaining in his term of office in his second administration, that he should not present any nominations because they didn't, you know, they weren't going to entertain any nominations from him unless it was an absolute necessity.
Not a necessity. We can get along with the justices we have until we have the election. That's the only popular way to do it. And we don't need to be rushed into selecting an Obama nominee. We don't want another Obama nominee on the court. He's already put a couple of radical left-wingers on the court. And we don't believe in the court running the country.
Exactly.
I advise people to go get my book called The Supremacist, in which I show the mistakes they've made and what happens when we let the court make all the decisions that ought to be made by the people.
Well, and that has been the dynamic tension in the court, and not just in the Supreme Court, but throughout the judicial system, and that is that you have two rules of thought. You have the thought of, like, Justice Scalia that said he was originalist. He believed in the text of the Constitution. He didn't believe that it was elastic.
The way it was written.
Exactly. And then you have the other side that says, oh, no, it's a living document, which is what our president believes in, who was supposedly a constitutional scholar and a professor, which I still scratch my head over because there seems to be less and less proof to that fact other than what he says.
Well, that's right. And it's not a living document. We just simply can't allow his executive action to become the law of the land. Mm-hmm. The Constitution doesn't make the president absolutely the dictator of the country. And Congress ought to use its constitutional powers to make sure that we get what the people want. That's why there is such revolt and unhappiness among the American people today. today. They want a change of government because they don't like what we've been given in the last few years.
Well, Phyllis, you are a trained attorney yourself, many years of experience, and you know, this whole idea of a living document to me gives accommodation to this this politicization, if I can say, of the court.
And that's what's been going on. And the left-wingers have tried to take over the courts and get the courts to be the dictator of our country. And again, that's not what we want. We don't want that any more than we want a single dictator in our country. It's just terribly important that we realize the need for people to participate in the election this year and in the Republican convention that's going to take place in Cleveland. I invite you all to go to Cleveland, hot, humid Cleveland. In the summer, I know you've always wanted to go there in the middle of the summer. I don't know why it's located there, but that's where it is. And I intend to go myself, intend to be a participant, and I urge everybody listening to this program to do that.
And we're going to be broadcasting live from there as well, Phyllis. We've been invited to attend, and we're going to be there.
Okay, well, and you can keep track of what we're doing on eaglefarm.org. And I can remember back in 1964 when we were working for Goldwater that I really had hundreds of friends who made the expensive trip to California, to San Francisco.
That's right, San Francisco, right?
Just so they could sit in the gallery and watch their delegate and make sure he voted for Goldwater.
Exactly.
And so that's the kind of dedication we need today to save our country.
It's a call to the grassroots, ladies and gentlemen. You know, to finish out that statement that Jeff Sessions, the senator from from Alabama, had to say, he said this election is different because we have pell-mell erosion of the law. The constitutional order, where President Obama has pushed an agenda that eviscerates the immigration legal system, pushed this trade agreement that will commence decades of transferring American economic power to an ever-expanding international commission. It's just not going to stop. People need to understand the crossroads that we're at today in this 2016 election, all things considered, because of the last 7.5 years of this administration, the continual progress that progressives have made in terms of what Senator Sessions has described to our Constitution and our way of life, Phyllis, and then also, as you added, certainly the loss of one Justice Scalia. I don't know that I've been at a point in my life where an election has been this important.
That's right. I think it's the most important election of my lifetime anyway, and I'm urging everybody to participate because we want the grassroots to choose its leader, not the insiders or the people I used to call the kingmakers, and now they like to call themselves the establishment. They're pretty well established, and we've got to dislodge them. This is our opportunity to do it. So you go on my website, eaglefarm.org, and you read my books and my weekly columns, and you'll be kept up to date on what's going on in this country in politics, because politics is where the action is.
Exactly. Well, Phyllis, speaking of your column in eagleforum.org, we've got about a minute left, and I know it's a little unfair, and you can slap me later for throwing this out on the table, but one of the things you brought up was the Republicans' debate. Should women be drafted?
Absolutely not. In fact, the Eagle Forum came into existence fighting the drafting of women many years ago, and it's barbaric. Women do not have the same physical strength to go and engage the enemy, and a good example of the difference between men and women is what those couple of brave Americans did on that train when they saved the whole train from being wiped out by a gunman. And the Americans were not armed, and they knew that the bad guy who had ducked into the restroom was armed, and everybody heard one of the guys say, "Let's go get him."
Yeah.
And they got him, and they saved that whole train from being wiped out.
That's right. Well, Phyllis Schlafly, thank you so much for being with us again. I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, go to our website, eagleforum.org. Get involved. If we're going to get this country back on track, it's going to be because it's a bottom-up movement, not top-down.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Good heads, we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. As always, good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. We come to you every Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern on these this incredible network that delivers over 270 markets. And now we're worldwide via shortwave. So great to have you along for the ride to do something about getting this country back on track. Well, of course, heads continue to spin, conjecture. And I know some people are already saying that because of the conspiracy, you know, people are running around with tinfoil hats because of the death of Antonin Scalia. So many questions when answers could have been handled. But here it is, deja vu all over again. And here to help us out and sort, you know, what should have been done and where we are today on this whole issue is Dr. Michael Bodden. Yes, arguably America's most famous forensic pathologist, former chief medical examiner of New York City. Dr. Bodden, great to have you with us always on Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, sir?
Good to talk to you, Bill.
Well, Dr. Bodden, here we are. It's deja vu one more time again. When you have a public figure like the Chief Justice, you know, I think that personal sentiment almost goes by the wayside, that you have to think of we the people and what needs to be processed on behalf of the people instead of leaving them in doubt. And as I've often said, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules.
I think you phrased it well. The only problem is that in this country, when somebody dies, the death belongs to the next of kin. If there's evidence that it may be unnatural, a suicide or a homicide, for example, or an accident, hit by a car, the medical examiner or coroner has a certain amount of authority to order an autopsy. But if death is natural, as 92% of deaths are in this country from heart disease, cancer, strokes, the family has an absolute right not to have an autopsy if they don't, if they decide for whatever reason, religious or moral or whatever. I went through this, if you remember, when Governor Rockefeller died in, in 1979. I was chief medical examiner, and his death was, there was some question about it, but there was nothing to indicate that there was any foul play. It looked like a natural death from heart disease, as here. I explained to the doctor of the governor and to the family that an autopsy would specifically define what the cause of death is and remove the possibilities of speculation as to the cause of death. The family absolutely didn't want an autopsy, and none was had, and all kinds of speculations as to what happened and exist to this day. I think when you have a very public figure like Rockefeller, even more so with Justice Scalia, who was just in the middle of an awful lot of things happening right now.
Right.
I think you're absolutely right. The public wants to know. They have been told that this is a natural death from the history, and it looks that way. You know, no struggle. History of heart disease, apparently, from the justice. Examination of the scene didn't show anything unusual. So the great majority of 79-year-old overweight white males die from heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that the cause of death is right, but it leaves a lot of margins as to speculations of conspiracy, of poisonings and things that could have been determined one way or the other by an autopsy and toxicology.
Exactly. Well, the thing that stuck out immediately was when the manager of the resort that Dr. Scalia was at made mention of a pillow over his head. Now, he since then has been trying to explain what he meant by a pillow being over his head. You know, so that's what people remember. And without an autopsy, then here we go. We're back into this, you know, conspiratorial zone. And, you know, it's shades and memories of John F. Kennedy all over again.
Yeah, except in John F. Kennedy, you had a very clear cause of death. Not whodunit, but what happened. Here, the issue is what happened. And you're right. When somebody comes down to the pillow over the head, it would suggest immediately could the person have suffocated. The problem with that is a person who's being suffocated by a pillow fights back because it takes a few minutes before the person loses consciousness. And from what they said at the examination of the scene, there was no evidence that there was any struggle, any disturbance of the bed coverings, anything like that. So I think that it's reasonable to make an opinion that this was a heart attack. Problem is added to by the fact that the person issuing the death certificate, the justice, didn't see the body and didn't had never treated the patient. And that's always a problem with deaths, because very often in this country, not just there, the doctor who issues the death certificate doesn't see the person after death, but he or she has to have treated him previously for some kind of condition that could cause death, such as heart disease or cancer or something.
So, as far as you're concerned, proper procedure was followed for the most part.
For the most part, I mean, proper procedure, and I think they arrived at the what appears to be the history from the his personal physician of heart disease with a correct diagnosis. But what adds to speculation of conspiracy is the fact the person issuing the death certificate did not see or never treated the decedent, so that's a little bit of a problem. And it's also would have been easy, I hope they did down there, take specimens of blood or urine without doing an autopsy, to do toxicology, which would could, you know, at least address the problem of poisoning, you know,
exactly.
That they have a negative toxicology that would take that off the table.
And, of course, what's further exacerbating the controversy is the issue of embalming. Is embalming a point of no return for a forensic pathologist?
No, the embalming is not a, that is, an autopsy could be done now. From what I read, the remains are in a funeral parlor in Virginia. An autopsy could be done now, and it could, examine the heart to confirm whether or not he had a heart attack, could look at all the tissues for evidences of injury or toxicology, to look inside the mouth and all that for evidences of smothering, the neck for evidence of some kind of compression of the neck, and which causes asphyxial deaths. The blood itself would have been compromised by the embalming process. So you can't get a blood level of a drug, but you can still find a poison in the brain or liver or other tissues.
Right.
So that if the family has reconsidered because of the issues that have been raised by many people about the cause of death, they could still have an autopsy done before the burial.
Mm-hmm.
Body could even be exhumed after the burial, but the body hasn't been buried yet. And much of the findings could be helpful, but it started, certainly, lack of autopsy and the story of the pillow being over the head immediately raised questions in some people's minds about cause of death.
Well, we got about 30 seconds left to hear, Dr. Bodden. In your opinion, and this is outside of your expertise, but I'm just going to ask you anyway, should policy be considered when you have national figures like this, that there should be an end-of-death procedure that should be executed and that should override any state mandate?
I don't think so. I think that's an interesting thought. And there are certain rules, like after Kennedy was killed, there are certain laws were put into place that the death of a president must be investigated by a competent forensic pathologist, because not just by whoever happens to be there. And they have some hierarchy of people who should examine the body. And also that autopsies must be done on officials who die under certain, Congress people who die under certain circumstances.
Well, Dr. Michael Bodden has been with us. Dr. Bodden, thank you so much for keeping us up to speed and enlightening us on this issue that I'm sure the controversy will continue.
Will continue.
Without a doubt. Have a great
thank
day,
you,
Dr.
Bill.
Bodden.
Thank you.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. The tradition of making new goals and resolutions each year to lose weight is nothing new. We all know that making those resolutions and keeping them are two very different things. Medical Director of the Wellness Clinic at the University of Colorado, Anschutz Health and Wellness Center, and Medical Director on the docuseries Extreme Weight Loss, Dr. Holly Wyatt, comments.
In a time when you might be struggling to carry out your weight loss resolutions, it's important to remember that you're not alone. Schedule an appointment with your healthcare professional. They can help you create a weight loss plan that's right for you.
Dr. Wyatt recently helped launch Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, a new campaign designed to empower overweight or obese women to take action now and talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. Visit iResolveNow.com for tips from Dr. Wyatt on how to stay motivated in your weight loss journey. Learn about different treatment options and participate in a cartoon caption contest for a chance to win prizes to help you reach your weight loss goals.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Just watch.
Well, time to get funky. Yes, just a little bit here, huh? Grammy Award winner, Bruno Mars and the Boys. Yeah, yeah. Dancing into the morning, I'll tell you. Every time I hear music like this, Steve-O, I can't help but think of you on the red carpet, man. Hey, we're talking to Steve the movie guy, Evans. He's with us. Steve-O, how are we doing?
Well, we're doing fine, and Deadpool was alive and well at the top of the box office, setting all kinds of records.
That surprise you? It surprised me a little bit. I didn't think it was going to be that big a deal.
I mean, wow. I thought it was going to make about $66 million. It made over $150 million over the four-day period. Biggest movie ever over President's Day weekend and biggest movie ever in the month of February. It really caught fire. And for those of you who weren't with us last weekend, this is based on the Marvel Comics' most unconventional anti-hero, Deadpool. Tells the story of the Special Forces guy. He turns mercenary. His name is Wade Wilson in the movie, played by Ryan Reynolds. And he's subjected to a rogue experiment that leaves him with accelerated healing powers. So he is armed with this new ability and the dark, twisted sense of humor. Deadpool hunts down the man who nearly destroyed his life. Critics loved it, 84% recommending this. And, of course, everybody showed up. I mean, it's an astounding situation. But for a month, for a movie in the month of February to perform like that is really something.
The boy said that, look, this had to be... You remember, because I questioned, I said, it's R-rated. Is this going to limit its universe? And he said, no, it's got to be that way. That's just the nature of the
of the character and the whole deal, and here it is. Wow.
Here
unbelievable.
It is. I had a chance to see Room last weekend. I don't know whether you've had a chance to see that movie. It is terrific. Of course, it's been nominated for Best Picture. The director is up for Best Director, and Brie Larson is winning all the awards, probably will win the Academy Award for Best Actress. It is a tremendous film. Mm. Very emotional, very moving. This is about a five-year-old kid, Jack, played by Jacob Tremblay. He's terrific. And his mother, Brie Larson, they escape from this enclosed surrounding that Jack has known his entire life. They basically, she was kidnapped. They're held in this room, and this has been his world for 5 years. And then he enters into the real world, and it's just amazing. Check it out if you get a chance. Mm-hmm. It's Room, and like I say, you won't be disappointed. We have a lot of great films coming out this weekend. We have a movie called Race, which is about Jesse Owens. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Jesse Owens' story, he was considered probably the greatest track and field athlete ever. He, for one thing, back in 1935, he set three world records and tied another in less than an hour at the 1935 Big Ten track meet in Ann Arbor. And this has been called the greatest 45 minutes ever in sport. And then he went on to the 1936 Olympics in Berlin, and he won four gold medals there and single-handedly crushed Hitler's myth of Aryan supremacy. It seems to be
much,
really well
much
done.
To the dismay of Hitler's attitude and his perspective, right?
Right.
But somehow he went back to the drawing board, tried to figure out how do we get black people in the Aryan race, right?
Yeah, I think so. It really kind of spoiled his day, spoiled his party there in Berlin. And this is really getting great reviews, 80% recommending this. Stephen James plays Jesse Owens. He had to really train hard to pull this thing off, and he looks a lot like him and does a great job. And Jason Sudeikis plays his coach. So check it out, 80% recommending Race. And then,
yeah,
hey,
Steve, real quick before you go on to the next one, I want to focus on this just a little bit. When you consider what made Jesse great, I mean, you talk about, you know, a time and place, the opposition that he faced like no other black man you could think about.
Right.
I mean, here he is. He's thrust on the world stage. He has the international community against him. He is there. You talk about being in the belly of the beast there with Adolf Hitler in the 1936 Olympics, and he stays focused.
He does.
It is incredible. There's so much to be understood and appreciated about this man and his story and the legacy that he leaves for all of us, black, white, and everything in between.
And it looks like the movie is really well done, too. So they take a great story and do a good job telling it. So that's out this weekend.
Good.
You realize that Easter is coming up on March the 27th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right,
absolutely.
Around the corner. And we have a movie called Risen, which is getting terrific reviews. 100% are recommending this. Now, this is about the 40 days, the first 40 days after the resurrection of Jesus. It's told through the eyes of this agnostic Roman soldier, played by Joseph Fine. He's charged by Pontius Pilate to investigate the rumors of a risen Jewish Messiah and locate the missing body of Jesus in order to subdue this Christian uprising in Jerusalem. And during the soldier's mission, his doubts of such a supernatural occurrence peel away as he encounters the apostles and other historical biblical characters and bears witness to the events that followed the resurrection. So this is obviously a spiritual movie, but getting terrific reviews here. Risen.
Well, I had a chance to view it.
Oh, you
and
did?
It is awesome. People are going to really like this. I think it's an interesting perspective because it comes from an atheist lens. He had nothing in the game. He was just doing his job. He's a centurion. Pontius Pilate says, hey, go check this out. And the thing is, it reminded me, you know, it just in a certain case, it reminded me a little bit of Sheriff Joe and Mike Zulu, which is a little bit of a sidebar deal because, you know, Sheriff Joe tells Zulu, hey, go check out this, this birth certificate thing in Hawaii. And he's, you know, and it's interesting what they're able to find out because as a centurion, I mean, this was his job. It wasn't just like, hey, you got the short stick. Let's go check into this. I mean, this guy was, you know, he's an officer in the Roman military, tribune. He's not some lightweight here. And so for him to be given this job is very significant. And for him to kind of give us that observation of what others may thought, and for him, he got up close view of what was happening is like, wow, you start seeing people, you know, their lives are changing radically. I mean, to the point that, hey, they don't care about death. All they know is they're following this risen Jesus, and he's blown away. It is very powerful.
Well, obviously well done, getting good reviews, and of course Easter's coming up, so not bad timing on their part. Another movie out called The Witch, which was big at Sundance, not this year, but the year before. It's directed by Robert Eggers, and he won the Best Director Prize at Sundance. Now, this takes place in 1630 New England, and upon threat of banishment by the church, you have this English farmer leaving his colonial plantation and relocating his wife and five children to a remote plot on the land on the edge of this ominous forest, within which lurks some unknown evil. Strange and unsettling things begin to happen almost immediately. Animals die, crops fail, one child disappears, another begins to, she looks like she's possessed by an evil spirit, and with suspicion and paranoia mounting, family members accuse a teenage daughter of witchcraft. She adamantly denies the charges. And as circumstances grow more treacherous, each family member's faith, loyalty, and love become tested in shocking ways. Now, here's what one critic says about this particular movie. It's intelligent, atmospheric, American horror story reminiscent of Edgar Allan Poe, Hawthorne, and the Brothers Grimm. The Witch is the kind of pure movie magic that sends chills up the spine. So if you're looking for a horror film, this one appears to be very well done. 87% recommending The Witch. And then we have another movie called Embrace the Spirit, which is kind of interesting. This is the first Colombian movie.
Embrace the Spirit or Embrace of the Serpent?
It's called Embrace the Serpent, yes.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
This is a Colombian movie nominated for Best Foreign Language Oscar, and it's an interesting story of the relationship between an Amazonian shaman, the last survivor of his people, and these two scientists who worked together over the course of about 40 years to search the Amazon for a sacred healing plant. Very interesting looking film. Check out the trailer, Embrace the Serpent, out this weekend. 96% recommending that one. And then I came across a movie called Nerja, which is, that's N-E-R-J-A. And this is the story of this Nerja Banat, who is 23 years old. She was a flight attendant on Pan Am Flight 73 back in 1986. Now, this flight was hijacked by a terrorist organization, and she sacrifices her life while protecting the lives of 359 passengers on this Pan Am Flight 73. It's really a terrific story. It's an Indian film. Very well done. It's Nerja, out in theaters this weekend. You realize, Bill, that we have the Academy Awards happening a week
on the 28th, huh?
Yeah.
Just around the corner, coming soon?
Coming soon. I mean, it's just all of a sudden it's almost here. They had the BAFTA Awards last weekend. That's the British Academy of Film and Television Arts, over, obviously, in London. And it's interesting because a lot of people look at the BAFTA, and this is a real indication of what could happen at the Academy Awards. So I can go through a few of the winners at the BAFTA Awards.
Yeah, let's
do that.
We have
The Revenant. The Revenant winning once again. Now, that won the Golden Globe, and we have...
Now, that's your pick. That's your pick for this year's...
Shaping up that way, have, of course, it's been winning Best Picture in a lot of these award ceremonies. We have the director, who is Alejandro González Iñárritu. He won the Golden Globe. He also won the DGA Award, the Directors Guild Award for Director, and he won the BAFTA last weekend as well. So that is on track to becoming the Best Picture at the Oscars. And then we had Brie Larson winning once again for The Room, which I had a chance, of course, to see last weekend. She does a terrific job. She's won everything. Golden Globe, Critics' Choice, the SAG Awards. So she's the odds-on favorite to win the Best Actress Academy Award. We had Leonardo DiCaprio winning the BAFTA. He's been winning everything so far. So he's the odds-on favorite to win Best Actor. The
real this could be his year again, huh?
Yeah, and the real horse race might be for Best Supporting Actor or Best Supporting Actress. We had Mark Rylance winning the BAFTA for Bridge of Spies, and Kate Winslet once again winning for Steve Jobs.
Well, keep an eye on it. We're all wrapped up here, Steve-O. Thank you so much. Steve Evans, the movie guy.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.